Listen to this news. North Korea to export drones to Middle East and Africa, expanding its markets. North Korea is reportedly gearing up to export drones after ramping up the mass production of unmanned aerial vehicles, reports Daily NK. The Munitions Industry Department of the Workers' Party, North Korea, began conducting inspections for drone exports on March 7. The inspections evaluate the performance and quality of drones manufactured since January, with approved models slated for immediate export. North Korea's drone production facilities, including defense plants affiliated with the Air Force Technology Complex in North Pyongan Province, are manufacturing reconnaissance, attack, and suicide drones. North Korea views drones as cost-effective to develop compared to other weapon systems while offering high efficiency for reconnaissance and strike missions. The country believes it can establish a competitive edge in the global arms market and sees drone exports as a potential solution to its foreign currency shortage. North Korea is reportedly working to expand markets in the Middle East and Africa by utilizing existing personal networks and establishing new customer relationships. According to sources, the country is focusing drone exports on Syria, Iran, and other established military allies, as well as Yemen's Houthi rebels and various armed groups in Africa. Additionally, the regime has extended offers to Russia. North Korea is also developing various strategies to obscure the origins of its drones to evade international control measures. Earlier this year, an order was issued instructing manufacturers not to include serial numbers or identifiable markings on the drones, as cited by Daily NK. Sources suggest that North Korean authorities are said to be devising plans to mask weapons shipments by exporting drone components through various channels for assembly at final destinations, instead of sending fully assembled drones. The method has frequently been employed by North Korea for past arms exports. Payment methods are becoming increasingly covert, with Pyongyang relying on cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Monero to facilitate weapon sales while evading transaction tracking. IMEX sector, India keeps 1 million ton sugar export quota despite lower production.